Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Hey, wanted to bring you a audio and got some things to share in my heart. Some people would call it a Christian rant, but I want to do it in the spirit of meekness and love and control. But I do want to say some bold things. You know, why do we go and do what we do? Well, this is why we go and do what we do. Today we stood out at a man-made seeker-sensitive place, and at this man-made seeker-sensitive place, God's word was mocked. People laughed and ridiculed the things of God. People were not interested in what God's word teaches, not interested in bringing a Bible, not interested in testing themselves to God's word like it says in 1 Thess 5, not interested in holiness like it says in 1 Peter 1:15, not interested in keeping all of the commandments of Christ like Jesus told us we need to do in John 14 if we love him. So that was just one place. Mockers, they're ungodly, they love pleasure more than they love the things of God. That's what Paul talked about in 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 4, itchy-eared people. And then later in the day, okay, so that's a seeker-sensitive place. So that's why we go there, because these people are mocking God. False teacher came out, brought us water. He didn't bring the word of God. He got rebuked in the word of God because he was not willing to open up a Bible and be tested to the word of God. And then later in the day, so that was very sad but edifying because we got to preach the truth and many people heard the truth of God. But that's why we go, in case there's any sheep there, that they may hear the word of God. If we don't go and preach, how will they hear? They're under hirelings and false teachers. So men of God, if we don't go, if we don't preach, if we don't proclaim, if we don't defend and contend, as Jude says, Jude 1:23, contend for the faith once delivered. If we're not going and doing that, who's going to do it? Has God not called us to do that? Yeah, he has. You know, later in the day, this is on a Sunday, and we're in Montana on our 2018 summer mission trip. Later in the day, we went to a Baptist place. Actually, we ran into a Baptist man who came up to us, and he started preaching this false gospel, Calvinistic gospel that they teach. And then I said, we need to go there. We need to do a testing. So we did a testing, and we went there to stand outside, and we never even had to get out of our truck. He came right up when we went there, and he began to, again, tell me about their false gospel, that faith is really the same as repentance. And he went on to tell me that even if you believed in Christ once and you turn away as an unbeliever and you become a drunken sodomite, you still are going to heaven. Men of God, this is the type of heresy. So you have seeker-sensitive, worldly, carnal places. Nobody brings a Bible. And then you've got Baptist places where they're all carrying their Bible. And they're not quite as seeker-sensitive and worldly, but they are not rightly dividing the Word of God. He's quoting 1 Corinthians 6, telling me, Paul says, all things are lawful. Then when I asked the man telling me this, is drunkenness and sodomy and adultery lawful? Oh, well, this is shameful, this is sinful, this is what is common in American Christianity. That's not even talking about the cults out there, Roman Catholicism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, Hebrew Roots, all the other cults. So here's my rant. This is why we go. I'm tired of people telling me, why are you doing this? Why do you do what you do? Go read the Word of God. Jesus said, go preach the gospel to every creature. And he said, making disciples, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. So men, I have a question for you. Where are you going and telling? You don't have to leave your town. You don't have to travel like I do. Where are you daily going to proclaim the truth? Where are you calling people out of their sinful ways? Where are you contending for the faith once delivered? Is it on the internet? Is it in your family? Is it in your business or your job? Is it in your streets and town? Is it to your neighbors? Do you think God has not called you to that? What is your excuse? If you're brand new in Christ, do you know the gospel? Go check it out at don'tperish.com. Do you know how to proclaim it? Do you have a gospel card? Check out our gospel card. You can get that copied. Do you know how to preach the gospel? You need help You need training up for a street ministry? You need training up for a website? Call us. We'll help you. We'll train you up. That's what we do at don'tperish.com. But you know, as I go out, I'm I'm offended by the men that say they're of Christ. They say they've come out of the world in man-made religion, but so few are contending for the faith. So few are willing to be gazing stocks and be mocked and be laughed at and be ridiculed. Most Christian men today that I know are sitting in their homes, couch potatoes. I'm talking about the ones that have left man-made religion, by the way. Couch potatoes sitting at home, thinking they're not ready to go. Maybe they're not ready to go and tell. What are they doing to train themselves up to be ready to go and tell? And then I have brothers that contact me and, oh, they're interested in the things of God, but then they go off into all kinds of false, sinful, compromised ways, linking to rebellious women, linking to unbiblical bodies. This is not what men of God do. Men of God stand in the faith. Men of God preach the truth. Men of God live the truth. So you need to be born of God and have a biblical gospel. Check it out at our website, don'tperish.com, the 5-point biblical gospel. Your house and your life needs to be in order. Otherwise, you'll be a hypocrite witnessing. But once that happens, and you are trained up. Now, are you not trained up? Why are you not trained up? What are you doing with your time when you're not at work? Why are you not trained up in the gospel, in the word of God, to go out? There's really no excuse. And I always ask men this. If you lived for only 6 more months, would you live your life the same way, not telling anyone about Christ, not striving daily for his truth, not obeying when he says, go and preach the gospel and make disciples? Are you happy with that kind of life? You know, I'm not any better than all the rest of you men, but I'll tell you what, God's truth has changed me, transformed me, and the more I tell people about the truth of God and contend for it against false teachers and wolves, the more I want to do it. And the less I have of the world and I strip myself down from the world and I surrender things, the more God has built up a desire to go and preach the truth. So, yeah, call it a Christian rant. Every once in a while I get these. I think it's a call, it's a loving call out to men that are claiming Christ. Let me bring up another thing, feminization. Feminization is everywhere today in man-made religion. We see it everywhere. We see it even in brothers that say that they have left man-made religion, they've left the world. They're still being feminized on every corner in every way possible. They're obeying and following women that are unbiblical. They shouldn't be following women to begin with. That's how Eve led the world into sin, and Adam followed with her. He was a sinful as well. So feminization, here's another topic. I need to do another whole audio on this one. Here's another topic. Men today have been so feminized, they're weak, they're inefficient, they are not courageous. I don't mean physically fighting and brawling. That's not of God. I'm talking about courageous in spirit, courageous in going and telling, courageous in contending for the faith. Your neighbors are dying and going to hell because they're false man-made religious systems, or the cults, or their unbelievers, or their New Agers. And what are you doing to help them into the kingdom of heaven by proclaiming the truth? You can't bring them to the kingdom of God, but you can proclaim. Paul says, how will they hear if they don't have a preacher? Do you preach it on the internet? Do you preach it in letters? Do you preach it in emails? There's so many different ways to be out working for the kingdom of God without even being out in the world. If you're not called to do that, what are you called to do? You're called to do something, men. You're called to do something, and to sit by and allow this cancer in America of false doctrine and false teachers and feminism and idleness and men not being courageous in spirit. It shames me. It shames me to know the men I've met that claim Christ, that sit and do very little or nothing. This is not a comparing of works. This is not telling you to go to do what I do. This is a call to remind you, men, we are in a war. Go read Ephesians 6. We are in a war, a spiritual battle. Are you in the battle? Are you an expert with Hebrews 4, your sword, the word of God, to go out and contend? If not, what are you doing to become an expert? And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, we must run the race. This is not a walk. Okay, this is not idly sitting by, waiting on your couch, waiting in your comfy chair. No, this is a call to war, spiritual war. This is a call to action to run the race. And I'm calling you men out in love that you would get moving, that you would get serious about your faith. And that's what Don't Perish is all about, to help you in the biblical gospel. It's to help you be discipled up. If you need training, we will come and train you. If you want to be a street preacher, I will come and help you. You want an internet ministry, I will come and help you. My wife isn't, not an expert, she would say, but she's very good at doing what she does on the internet to help people and help our ministry and business. Do you need more training in the truth of God and the gospel? I can help you do that. So this is my plea to men. What are you doing? If you're born of God, you need to be in the battle. You need to be running the race. If you're sitting idle, this is not good fruit that God's at work in you, and I fear for you. So I love you. I hope that this has hit some, pricked your conscience, as they say, and hit some important points. And then let me know how I can help you. There is no excuse to be idle in the kingdom of God. If you've come out of the world, you've come out of man-made religion, and you're born of God, you have no excuse, men. Neither do I if I sit by and do nothing. So go to don'tperish.com. Biblical gospel, true New Testament body life, exposing the false ways of man, hundreds of articles, audios, videos. Go to Facebook. We're daily loading it full of things that edify and teach the word of God and call people out, expose false teachers, lift up people, reach out to the homeless, reach out to the needy, reach out to those that are deceived, and we're hoping to find the sheep of God. And if you're a sheep of God, what are you doing for the kingdom of God? Till next time. This has been Jim, don'tperish.com. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.